Hello and welcome to Radio Havana Cuba's Scientific and Medical Report. I'm Lena Valverde, your host. Stay with me as I will bring you details of the latest developments in the fields of science and healthcare in Cuba and around the world. The 37th Inter-American Congress on Psychology, CIPCUBA 2019, opened sessions Monday here in Havana with the attendance of experts from across the Americas. In statements to Cuban press, Doctor in Sciences Alexis Lorenzo, president of the Cuban Society of Psychology and of the organizing committee, said the event, running through July 19th, aims to promote debates and exchanges among experts on the current state and challenges of psychology as a science as well as a profession, medical ethics in psychology, professional training, social responsibility, human development, and applied neurosciences. Other issues that will be discussed by participants in this 37th Inter-American Congress on Psychology here in Havana include also gender violence, psychological determinants of mental health, addictions, depression, suicide, and other self-destructive behaviors, health prevention, psycho-oncology, sexual health, and the role of psychology in disaster and emergency situations. This is the second time that Cuba hosts an Inter-American Congress on Psychology. The 21st edition was also held here in the Cuban capital in the year 1987. Turkey and Cuba have agreed to establish a study group to work on various vaccines, mainly for the treatment of various types of cancer. A statement issued by the Turkish Health Ministry said that a senior Cuban delegation would soon travel to Turkey to explore new opportunities for cooperation on vaccine development and production. Upon noting that Turkey produces 80% of all vaccines used domestically in that country, the country's health minister stressed that strengthened cooperation with Cuba aims to bring that rate even closer to 100% by the year 2023. Dr. Ignacio Ibarra, Regional Legal Advisor on Health-Related Law at the Pan-American Health Organization, PAHO, praised in Havana Cuba's achievements and results in the field. Addressing the 7th Scientific Meeting of Health Juries, held July 13th through the 17th here in the Cuban capital, Ibarra said that most member states of the Pan-American Health Organization are immersed in updating norms and arbitration legislation established several years ago on health malpractice. He said Cuba, on the other hand, stands out as a beacon of hope, as it guarantees free, high-quality healthcare practice and services at all levels for all its citizens. The PAHO official praised particularly Cuba's emphasis on primary healthcare and preventive medicine. You're listening to a new edition of the Medical and Scientific Review, a program heard every other week here on Radio Havana, Cuba. The World Health Organization, WHO, is launching a 5-year plan entitled Delivering Quality Assured Medical Products for All 2019-2023 to improve the quality and safety of health products. A press release issued by the multilateral organization notes that in recent months, regulators across many countries have recalled dozens of medicines to treat high blood pressure because they were found to contain potentially cancer-causing impurities. These medicines, the WHO said, are commonly prescribed globally and came from different manufacturers, noting that the impurities found were due to changes in the manufacturing processes. The multilateral body insisted that despite global progress, serious problems with health products, quality and safety persist, particularly in lower and middle-income countries. And the World Health Organization, WHO, Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse, organized for the second time Global Forum on Alcohol, Drugs and Addictive Behaviors with a primary goal to enhance public health actions in these areas by strengthening partnerships and collaboration among public health-oriented organizations, networks and institutions in the era of Sustainable Development Goals 2030. The forum, held in late June, served as a platform for discussing a variety of topics organized around three major thematic tracks addressing the public health dimension of alcohol abuse, psychoactive drug use, and addictive behaviors, including gaming and gambling disorders. More than 3 million people died as a result of harmful use of alcohol in 2018, this according to the World Health Organization, representing one in every 20 deaths. More than three-quarters of these deaths were among men. Overall, the harmful use of alcohol causes more than 5% of global disease burden. Based on this, the WHO launched SAFER, an alcohol control initiative to prevent and reduce alcohol-related death and disability by 10% by the year 2025. SAFER provides five high-impact strategic actions that are prioritized for implementation to promote health and development. These include strengthening restriction on alcohol availability, advancing and enforcing drink driving countermeasures, facilitating access to screening, brief interventions, and treatment, enforcing bans on comprehensive restriction on alcohol advertising, sponsorship, and promotion, and raising prices on alcohol through excessive taxes and pricing policies. And that's all we have time for today. Join us again every other week for Radio Havana Cuba's Scientific and Medical Report. Until next time.